Coming up in just a second, we'll hear from Nabila Farah, who has been doing this work looking at how what you eat could have genetic implications for women who are pregnant or even not even pregnant yet. Before that, though, Dave Louise Allen got in touch this afternoon on Facebook at facebook.com/thenakedscientist, if you'd like to join us via that route. And she says, why, when you squeeze a tube of toothpaste with the lines of separate colours, why do they not all smudge into each other? They always come out in perfect lines. How does it work?
Essentially, it's by clever engineering. If you look carefully at the toothpaste, instead of kind of making those beautiful swooshes of toothpaste, which they always show on the adverts, if you sort of chop the toothpaste straight, you'll see that the colours are only just on the surface. In the middle is all just the normal white toothpaste. So what they're actually doing is in the nozzle, or very, very close to the nozzle, which squirts toothpaste out, they've got three other little nozzles attached to bags of colour, or several different other nozzles attached to bags of colour. So when you squeeze a toothpaste, it both squeezes the main toothpaste bit and those little bags. And so as the main toothpaste comes out, the kind of extra coloured bits get squeezed out on the outside. So you end up with a white tube with little coloured bits around the outside and the beautiful toothpaste, which you obviously love.
If you don't believe us, cut a tube up and you'll see this marvellous bit of engineering for yourself. Got patented in America, I think in the 1960s, or the late 50s, they actually introduced that as a patent, as a major selling point, and Signal in the UK, I think, was one of the first brands to use it in this country.
I think it's based on a kind of a similar system for making icing.
Icing cakes, yeah.
So you kind of get coloured icing outside, the boring white icing inside.